Chapter 2. In New York. When you drive from West Egg to New York, the road goes through a very strange area. Everything, buildings, cars and people, looks sad and grey. It is a different world from the rich villages of West Egg and East Egg. Above this grey land, you see another strange thing. Two huge blue eyes look down on you. But the eyes are not in a face. They look out of a pair of yellow glasses. These glasses are an advertisement for an eye doctor called Dr. T.J. Eckelberg. One afternoon, I went to New York with Tom on the train. In the middle of the grey area, the train stopped at a bridge over a small dirty river. The train had to wait there for a boat to go along the river. But Tom did not want to wait, and he jumped down.
"I want you to meet my girlfriend," he said.
Tom started walking back along the road, and I followed him. The enormous eyes of Dr. T.J. Eckelberg watched us. We came to a dirty yellow building with three shops. One was empty, one was a restaurant, and one was a garage. A man was standing outside of the garage. He was blonde and quite handsome.
"Hello, Wilson," said Tom. "How's everything?"
"Not bad," answered Wilson. "When are you going to sell me your car?"
"Next week," said Tom. "One of my staff is still working on it."
"He works very slowly," said Wilson.
"No, he doesn't," said Tom. "If you don't want it, I won't sell it to you."
We went inside the garage, and Tom looked around in a bored way. Then a woman came down the stairs. She was in her middle 30s and was wearing a dark blue dress. She was not beautiful, but she had an interesting face. She walked past her husband and looked into Tom's eyes, smiling.
"Get some chairs," she said to Wilson.
"Okay,"
said Wilson quickly, and he went into a little office.
"I want to see you," Tom said to Mrs. Wilson. "Come to New York with us on the next train."
"All right,"
she said. When Wilson came back with the chairs, Tom and I left. We walked along the road, then stopped and waited for Mrs. Wilson, while Dr. T.J. Eckelberg's strange eyes looked down on us.
"This is a terrible place," said Tom.
"Yes," I agreed. Then I asked, "Does Mrs. Wilson's husband know that she's going to New York?"
"Yes," said Tom, "but he's very stupid. He thinks she's going to see her sister. He doesn't know that she has an apartment there. I bought it for her."
So Tom, his girlfriend and I went to New York. After we got off of the train, we took a taxi to Mrs. Wilson's apartment building. On the way, we saw an old man holding a big box of young dogs.
"Stop," Mrs. Wilson said to the taxi driver. "I want to buy one of those little dogs."
The taxi stopped, and the old man came to the taxi window. He put his hand inside the box and pulled out a little dog. He gave it to Mrs. Wilson, and Tom gave him $10. I did not want to stay with Tom and Mrs. Wilson. So when we got to the apartment building, I said, "I have to leave you now."
"Oh no," said Tom. "You can't go. You have to come up to the apartment."
"Yes," said Mrs. Wilson. "I'll call my sister, Catherine. She's very beautiful. And I'll call my friends, the McKees. We'll have a party."
The apartment was at the top of the building. It had a small sitting room, a small dining room, a small bedroom, and a bathroom. There was one picture on the wall. It was a photo of a fat old lady. We sat down and started drinking whiskey. After the first drink, I started to call Mrs. Wilson by her first name, Myrtle. There was a boy working in the apartment building, and Myrtle sent him to buy some food for the dog. Then Myrtle's sister and the McKees came. The McKees lived in the apartment below. Mr. McKee was a photographer, but his photos were not very good. Mr. McKee pointed to the photo of the fat old lady.
"That's Myrtle's mother," he said. "I took that picture. I've taken pictures on Long Island too."
We drank a lot of whiskey, and then we drank some more. Catherine, Myrtle's sister, sat down beside me. She had red hair and a very white face.
"Do you live on Long Island?" she asked.
"Yes," I answered. "I live in West Egg."
"Really?" said Catherine. "I was at a party there about a month ago. It was at Gatsby's house. Do you know Gatsby?"
"Gatsby is my neighbour," I replied, "but I've never met him." Catherine leaned toward me and said quietly,
"Tom doesn't like his wife, and Myrtle doesn't like her husband. She's lived over that garage for 11 years, and Tom's her first boyfriend."
We drank more whiskey and sent the boy to get some sandwiches. Everyone was having a good time. It was 9 p.m, and then suddenly it was 10 p.m. Mr. McKee was asleep in a chair. The little dog was sitting on a table, looking sad. At about midnight, Tom and Myrtle had an argument about Daisy. Tom was angry because Myrtle kept saying Daisy's name.
"I'll say her name if I want to," shouted Myrtle. "Daisy, Daisy, Daisy!"
Tom hit Myrtle hard with his hand and broke her nose. She fell down and lay on the sofa crying. Mrs. McKee and Catherine tried to help her. Then Mr. McKee woke up. He walked toward the door, and I went with him. A few hours later, I was at the station, waiting for the 4 a.m. train to West Egg.